The bill strengthened the state's sexual harassment laws, which were updated in 2019, and closed some loopholes. Bill sponsor Senator Andrew Gunardis says the current laws contain a glaring exception. Some employees in the legislature, the governor's office, and the state's court system are exempt from the protections in the laws if they are considered to be personal staff. Gunardis says that carve-out runs counter to efforts to root out harassment in government.
We are going to be righting that wrong by passing this bill to put a stop to the license to harass that elected officials and judges have exercised in New York State for far too long.
The measure would protect, going forward, the top staff of the governor, as well as all senators, assembly members, and judges. Cuomo, who has denied the allegations of sexual harassment against him, has not taken a position on the measures. Attorney General Tish James said recently that there is no timetable for concluding what she calls a very thorough and comprehensive investigation into the accusations. Another bill approved in the Senate, also sponsored by Senator Gunardis, focuses on when a harassment victim signs a settlement agreement with an employer. The bill would make it illegal for the agreement to mandate that the victim never again work for the governmental entity where the harassment took place.
Far too often, victims of sexual harassment who enter into settlement agreements are forced to sign away their rights to ever apply for positions at companies or places of employment ever again. This, plain and simple, is shutting down economic opportunities to those who are victims of sexual harassment, and is a punishment against those people who are brave enough to come forward and share their stories as to what happens to them at the hands of their abusers.
Another bill would extend the statute of limitations on filing a legal claim in a sexual harassment case from 3 years to 6 years. The Sexual Harassment Working Group, an advocacy group made up of women who say they were harassed while working in state government, hailed the vote, calling it a critical step in centering the humanity of workers over the protection of power and power abuse. The bills have not advanced in the state assembly. Speaker Carl Hastie announced that a working group on sexual harassment created in 2018 will be extended and include new members. And he says the assembly will be meeting with the Sexual Harassment Working Group in the coming days. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.